Okay. Welcome back to another liquid. Hold it a little further away because mine's going to be a little further away. All right. Liquid hallways.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, yeah. One, two. Nice. Welcome back to another episode of Liquid Hallways. I am Noah.
And I'm Lindsay.
We are the Marshalls.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a podcast where we talk about liquid hallways, the ways that he's parted, the ways that we've walked. Singing, ooh.
We're gonna work on that tagline.
Big old news.
The biggest news.
Lindsay got a job. So, Linz, first off, congratulations.
Thank you,
I know we just had this conversation. Just a shout out to the listener that if you're hearing weird sounds, it's because I'm cooking us tacos right now. That's how we do it here on this podcast.
That's great. Great.
Yeah, it's good. All right. So, awesome stuff.
Very exciting.
So exciting. Such big news. Also, like, terrifying.
Very scary.
At the same time. So, tell the people.
Tell all the people. Basically, I was at work today, and I was waiting for a patient. I work as an occupational therapy assistant right now, and I saw the university that I was interviewing with. I saw them pop up on my phone, and I was like, I gotta take this call. So, sprinted as casually as I could to the back and picked up the phone, and it was the school calling to offer me the job as a assistant track coach for sprinting and some jumps, and I was pumped because it's exciting to get a job and obviously have someone want you, but it was also like, hung up the phone. Like, I feel like on the phone it was like logistics of like, okay, when do I have to decide by, and kind of whatever, thanking them, and then got off the phone, was like shaking instantly. So I think a lot of emotions, overwhelm, excitement, but a little bit of fear, because I feel like it felt real, that the possibility of moving to Colorado, like I knew that that was like a possibility, but then all of a sudden it became really real. Mm. And that's kind of scary. Noah's continuing to make the tacos, but I do need you to pick up your microphone and say something, because this is a two-person podcast.
Yeah, so he picked up the phone in the middle of
work.
And
it was very awkward, because it's like didn't want somebody to walk in the back, like, who I haven't told work obviously that I'd be leaving. So I was like, yeah, okay, when do you want me to start the job? Whispering in the back.
So. Very cool. So immediate, probably like excitement and fear immediately, right?
Yeah. I feel like right away it was excitement. And then all of a sudden my body like started shaking, and I was like, oh, I guess I'm kind of scared.
And then on the car ride home.
Well, it was a long, like, 3 hours to finish work.
Okay, so the rest of the day, take us through that.
It was just, like, on my mind, but I have to work with patients. I have to write notes. Mm-hmm. I have to act casual. So I did my best. Tried to get all the notes done, and I did tell two of my very good friends at work who know that this is a possibility, whispered to them that I got the job, and they were very excited for me, but it was just like a funny little atmosphere of the three of us knowing. Tried to just finish work well, and I wanted to text Noah and tell him, and just wanted him to know, but then I was just like, no, I really want to tell him in person, because This will be fun news. So
yeah, I've
held
been
it
wondering.
In. It was a long car ride home.
I've been wondering all week if you were gonna, if the email, when the email came.
Yeah.
if you were going to tell me in person or...
Yeah, I was almost going to text you, but then I was like, nah, like, he's going to be so pumped.
That was, and I just let out a holler in our kitchen.
Yeah. In our kitchen. I should have recorded it, but... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you probably should have.
But, yeah, like, Noah let out a hoop and a holler. Mm-hmm. Gave me a big old hug, so...
And yeah. How'd that feel?
It felt like, that's what I expected. Because I knew you'd be pumped. And yeah. I knew you'd just be, like, proud of me, so that's cool.
Yeah. So that was like upon hearing the news, then telling me, so then now how do we feel? We were just kind of going to have a married discussion of like, well, what do we want to do this weekend? You know, they said you have till Monday to kind of answer.
Yeah.
So, what do you feel? What do you feel we should do?
Yeah, we talked very briefly before. We were like, hey, let's record, like, instant how we're feeling. So, I think we were saying, like, we're pretty confident we're going to go. Because I think we talked about it on the last podcast. And just, like, how much it feels like God's really opened this door. So, it feels like an answer to a lot of prayer. We've thought about it. We've talked to people. A lot of people are like, yeah, that sounds like such a cool opportunity. It feels like God's behind it. So I feel like it is just feel like a confirmation, but at the same time, Noah did just say, like, let's one more time this weekend pray with an open hand, because we've kind of said that. I think we said this even in the last podcast of, like, praying with an open hand about getting married and making sure God was not closing that door and that we weren't walking into something that he didn't want. So I think that's a wise thing that we should do this weekend. We'll just kind of... I think I just need to take, like, tonight to, like, relax. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what do I want to do? I want to eat tacos. I want to make a burrito. I want to relax and just have a good evening.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just kind of think on it tomorrow. We're not too busy this weekend. And pray about it. And...
Crazy.
Talk to God. And then, yeah. Sunday kind of made that final decision. Probably good to call our parents and...
Probably good to tell people right now so that they can pray this weekend for us.
That's true.
Man, just so awesome. So cool. Because it was like, we went to Colorado and it was like, I saw your face light up of like how much you want it and how much, like how happy you would be working as a track coach. Specifically at Colorado Christian, but really just a track coach in general, and was like, oh. And then to just be like rooting for you, and then watching all the meetings go so well and being like, oh, like it has to work, it has to line up. Like, I was just, like, I kept saying, like, I've never been so sure that you're going to get the job. And then she goes through, like, these rounds of interviews. So you go through interviews. three interviews, really. And one
meeting. Three and one non.
And one meeting. And then after the fourth interview, it was last Friday. And so that was a week ago from today is Friday. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like... a doubt just crept in.
Yeah.
You know, like, you were like, what if, like, what are they doing? Why are they waiting so long? Like, are there other people? Are they more qualified? Are they better than me? Like...
Yeah, definitely, like, with just time, and it's easy to think those things and be like... Mm-hmm. And then even just, like, imposter syndrome always speaks up of, like, honestly, why do I really know enough to have this job? And... Mm. But, I mean, all in all, like, the process, like, although it was, like, intense, of a lot of different moving parts and pieces, but it did go quickly for how many, like,
that was so quick. That was, like, so quick. For three interviews and a meeting all in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They rushed it. They definitely rushed it, yeah. Which is against their Coloradan slow-paced lifestyle.
So that is like a positive sign, I'm sure. And then I think they just took the last week to probably like really think about it and pray about it. So yeah, we'll do the same this weekend. And yeah, I think it'd be good to talk to your parents, talk to my parents, and talk to our friends who've been kind of praying for us through this. But it's sounding like a good chance we are up and moving very quickly. We didn't say that. Like, they want in the next. Ideally, they want me in, like, 3 weeks. But they kind of were like, we understand you live far and you have to give your job notice. So they're like, you know, we can push that back a couple weeks. But in reality, like, we'd be moving within, like, a month. Which is crazy.
Just saying that out loud gives me the heebie-jeebies. But it's cool. It'll be such an adventure. It'll be so fun. But also so terrifying. Like, leaving here, like, we've made this little tiny apartment our little home. So this will be our, like, first married apartment, which is, like, aw.
And it's so big.
It is really nice.
We're going to get such a small apartment out there.
We have such a sweet deal here. I don't know. God's going to provide, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's something now. That's a green light as well. Is we got to start finding a place to live, like,
I know,
tomorrow, you know.
There's so many things that I'm sure we're not thinking about.
We need
about.
To think about, like, me driving down there early to go hunt for apartments.
We're just like very innocent children who have no idea what we're doing. We're like, moving, what's moving across country? People were like, oh, you know, renting a truck. I'm like, we're not doing that. We're just two cars, whatever we can fit, we'll buy the rest. And people were like, what? And I was like, what? It'll be fine.
I need to start selling things on Facebook Marketplace.
If anybody wants to buy, support the cause.
Yeah.
GoFundMe.
Crazy. So just wild. Yeah, really wild to just, like, try and figure out how to even get in the mind frame of it all.
Yeah.
But right now, it's like, yeah, maybe just enjoy the moment. Mm-hmm. And then Monday can be all...
go.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, I'm, like, already, like, okay. What do I need to get rid of? What do I need to pack?
Just need to...
What's the process?
Really not rush into that. I think after we got engaged, we were like, let's just enjoy, take a month to enjoy engagement.
So we don't have a month.
No, let's take 2 days to enjoy.
Yeah, I do highly recommend that. That's a side note. A little rabbit trail for you. You pop down the rabbit trail, get engaged, and just chill for a month.
Chill for a month for
like,
sure.
Like, enjoy it. Yeah, maybe have a little party. But, like, I have people who are, like, looking at venues the next week. And I'm like, I get it. I want to get married too. But, like,
don't rush.
And people are like, you're stressed all of a sudden. And I was like, this seems like a silly thing. So,
yeah,
we took time to pray. Highly recommend.
For sure.
And enjoy. Anyway.
So, I think that's it.
Yeah. Fun little update.
So, it's super exciting and kind of maybe we'll just keep doing this as we go through the process and
That'd be fun.
That's it. So we're gonna call our parents probably and eat some tacos. Hope you're all having tacos wherever you are. And this is a liquid hallway that we are about to walk through. This is a
sounds
path
like it.
That God has opened and we are stepping through and we expect to walk through on dry land. So very cool, very awesome, and God bless.
Stay rested.
Nice, okay.
Cut that out.